Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning. I'm Bonnie Colleen. It's always great to be with you first thing in the morning, especially when we're talking about blasting off and blasting off in even these times of some constraint, perhaps, perhaps even some crisis. Definitely interesting times, as I keep saying. So stay with us as we're going to be talking with the author of Blast Off, Allison Maslin, which the book just hit number one. And we'll be explaining more about that when we come back. Let's hear what Lance has. Oh, no, we're not doing Skywatch today. I just remembered it is Friday, so I'm bringing you right on with me, Allison. So I was going to ask you, this is number one on where?
It hit number one in three categories on Amazon.com in the U.S., Canada, and the bestseller list in the U.K.
Wow, that is really fantastic. I am so excited about that. And the book is called Blast Off. You are a naturopathic physician. Seems kind of interesting that somebody who's a naturopathic physician would be writing a book on success in all areas of life rather than just sticking with more of the health issues. How did you decide to do that?
Well, I have been an entrepreneur since I was young. My father was an entrepreneur and had a lot of passion about business. And so I started in the business world at a young age. And then I really had my own complete burnout that was life-changing for me. And that's how I discovered actually homeopathic medicine. It was life-changing for me.
All right. Now, I want to go into more detail about what you call this burnout. You know, I was a teacher for many years. Lots of teachers get burned out. Certainly nurses get burned out. We hear about certain professions that have this high burnout rate, which means we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired and doing the same thing over and over again and being so put upon, you might say. What happened in your life? What was your story about that?
Well, I was really on the fast track to success. I wanted to take my business to you know, nationally, I had an advertising and public relations firm at a young age, but I was really doing it for all the wrong reasons. I thought that the right thing to do was build a business to make a lot of money. But the truth was that it wasn't my passion. I wasn't really connected to it at a heart level. And so over time and working long hours and raising a little girl, you know, it got to where my spirit was dying inside. I felt completely empty.
Let's talk about passion in life. Obviously, I found my passion, which is broadcasting on Seeing Beyond. So I wasn't always broadcasting. I mean, 21 and a half years ago, I was a teacher. Before that, I owned a fairly successful business with my ex-husband. And now, here I am broadcasting on the air. I've been doing that, as I say, for over 21 years. How did you find your passion?
Well, you know, again, at that young age when I had that burnout, I actually had a terrible car accident. That was my huge wake-up call where I really had to ask myself, you know, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? And I thought, if I stay in the same place of what I'm doing now, I couldn't even imagine myself 10 years later. I just was so miserable.
How many people do you think during these times of, well, I say they're interesting times, they're very crunchy times, how many people do you think are staying put because of fear? Because of fear that, oh my gosh, you know, this isn't the time to make the change, for heaven's sakes. I don't care if I don't like it. At least I got a job.
You know what? So many people stay
in positions because of fear. I think it's the number one reason that holds people back. They really are paralyzed. But for me, my desire for change finally grew stronger than my fear. And at that point in my life, I said, I am only going to connect and involve myself with things that I am absolutely 100% passionate about. And I never looked back. I walked away from a very successful business. I walked away from a difficult marriage and entered the world as a single mom with absolutely no money. But I was happier than I had been in years because I saw doors open and I knew that I was only going to connect with things that were, you know, that I was passionate about, and I never looked back.
All right. Now, these are very interesting times. Give us your interpretation of these times versus, say, let's even say 10 years ago during that great time of the dot-com boom.
Well, I think that, people always feel like that it's easier to start ventures and jump into things that they would be excited about, starting new businesses when times are good and times are easy. But actually, I think this is a much better time because it forces us to go inwards and be creative and be more resourceful. And what happens is the result of that is that we end up creating new business ideas, new passions that we wouldn't have thought of before. It forces us to be more creative. There's actually a lot more opportunities now because people are willing to really work with us and have more flexibility to support you when things are slower.
All right. Now, what do you think might be three things that are holding a Seeing Beyond listener back from reaching his or her dreams? What would be three reasons that they might give themselves?
I'd say the three main things that hold people back are, number one, a disconnection from your passion. Let's say you want something more in your life, but you just don't know what that is. And that's probably one of the number one stumbling blocks from people. And in my book, Blast Off, I really help people connect with their passion and figure out what that would be that you would love to do. I have a process called the Dream Career Questionnaire. And really ask yourself, like, what did you love doing as a child? What did you connect with before you had all this responsibility? One of my clients that came to me was working in the mortgage industry. And she was so, you know, talk about burned out. She said, I have just got to get out of this job. It's killing me, but you know, I need the money. And when I took her through this creative process, what came up was that, you know, she had volunteered with hospice for years, and she loved really helping people that were grieving and helping take them to the other side to feel, feel alive again. And so what I helped her to see was that she could take this passion and make that her livelihood. And so now she has a business called Breakthrough Grief Recovery, and she's really living her passion. She couldn't see it at the time that it was even a possibility. So that's the first thing. The second thing is fear. As I said, that really holds people back. Everybody has fear. But, you know, the difference between somebody that's successful and reaches their dreams and someone that isn't is that they're willing to walk through the fear. And so I have several exercises in the book that helps people face those fears. And in my coaching practice, I actually take people on the flying trapeze. I'm a trapeze artist as well.
And you mean an actual way up there in how many feet above the ground trapeze?
Once you climb the ladder, it's 30 feet up from there.
You have a net, I hope.
Oh, yeah, you have a net, and they're belted in. They have safety lines.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. But there's, you know, when you jump off that pedestal, it's kind of like in life and in business, you got to jump in with both feet, you know, and you need to stay very focused on your goal and really, you know, put your heart into it. So it's an incredible breakthrough that my clients have when I take them through that. And I absolutely love it. When I'm up on that pedestal ready to do my stunt, believe me, I'm not thinking about anything else, you know, that I need to be worrying about or doing. I'm just up there, you know, enthralled in my passion. And then the third thing that holds people back is lack of direction.
You may know exactly what you want to do. You may not be afraid, but you just don't know how to get there. And I'm sure some of the listeners are, you know, they might be thinking, well, gosh, I have this big goal. I always wanted to travel around the world. I want to, you know, live in a foreign country. I want to take this passion and turn it into a business. But it just seems so overwhelming. And so I just don't do it. And so that's why I really, in my book, Blast Off, give people a step-by-step roadmap. It's kind of like the yellow brick road, right, to the land of Oz. So you know every day what you need to do to make your dream happen.
You talked about fear. What happens when we make our decisions out of fear?
Well, I think, you know, we do that all the time. I know that, you know, I've definitely been guilty of that. We make a decision out of fear because we are being cautious that what if, you know, we're so afraid of the unknown. What if we make a mistake? So we take the safe route. And what ends up happening is that we regret it later. We look back and say, gosh, why didn't I? Because if you really follow your gut and you listen to that inner voice that, you know, I call it your inner crystal ball, it's not going to lead you astray. It's about making true choices of what you really love, what you really want to do on a deeper level. And if you have the courage to follow that, you know, then you will prevail. You'll be so happy that you did. And then as you take those steps, your courage rises, your confidence rises, and you'll say, gosh, I don't even know what I was afraid of. It's so much easier than I thought it would be.
Well, your story and my stories are so similar. I mean, I was married at the time I started Seeing Beyond. I had two teenage daughters. I was teaching high school. I was telling my friends and family that I was going to leave teaching at the public high school level in order to start this radio program. I was going to leave all those, quote, benefits, unquote. And it wasn't that I didn't love teaching. I absolutely adored it. I think that I helped some kids really change their lives in a positive direction. I learned a lot myself, as most good teachers do. But there was something else beckoning me. And that became stronger and stronger and stronger. And when all of a sudden a miraculous door opened, I didn't even make a phone call. Somebody called me about being on the radio. I hadn't even really put out my feelers in real life to do it. I'd only been, I say only with a smile on my face, I'd only been manifesting it in my dreams and visions and talking to God on my way to work in the morning. And all of a sudden, the miracle happened. Let's come back, Allison, and talk about how we can turn that dream that we may have had since we were 3 years old, or maybe it just blossomed this morning. Let's come back and talk about how we can make that dream into a reality, and a reality that's obviously, girlfriend, supporting you and supporting me, as it's done with me for over 21 years, you for many years in your lifetime, too. Allison's book is called Blast Off. And by the way, she was just on View from the Bay. You know, that's on Channel 4 here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And didn't you say you got more hits on their video portion of that than anybody else? Or what's that story?
Well, on their website, the video segment that I did has gotten more hits than any other segment all week on there. So,
and wasn't there something about you on the trapeze on that?
Oh, they did. They put a clip of me flying on the trapeze.
All right. Well, if you want to see how gorgeous Allison Maslin is, and she really is, this is a woman who walks her talk. I can tell just by listening to her and seeing her right here in the Seeing Beyond studio. So her book is called Blast Off. She's going to be putting that video clip of her on View from the Bay on her website just as soon as she can. And her website, you're going to be wanting to check this out, is myblastoff.com. Allison's got some wonderful offerings for you. One of them is that she's offering Seeing Beyond listeners a 60-day free trial on Blastation Interactive Life Coaching Software. What's that, Allison?
Well, you know, so many people are working on the computer these days, and so I wanted people that read the book and to follow the process to reach their dreams to be able to take this process online. So I developed this life coaching software that helps you create your dreams and visions, really get in touch with your passions, and then breaks it down into small steps right online. So all you have to do is sign on and you know what to do every day.
All right. So let's go into just a little bit more detail about that, because this is kind of a new way of working with somebody. And I'll tell you, this new technology, I tell you, it just opens up doors for all kinds of people all over the world. And by the way, you're being heard right now live on the internet. So you could be, well, somebody in Peru could be hearing you, somebody in China, who knows? I just had a listener call in from Georgia to ask a guest a question, and I said, is that Georgia, the country near Russia, or is that Georgia, the state in the United States? She said, Georgia, the state in the United States, so who knows? But all right, so go into detail about somebody who wants to take advantage of this. That's a 60-day free, you heard the right word, free trial on Blastation Interactive Life Coaching Software. So how exactly do they do this, Allison? You can tell I taught seventh grade for a while.
All they need to do is go to my website, which is www.myblastoff.com, and right on the homepage, just scroll down and you click on a button that will take you to the software, and you just put in the promo code, which is Seeing Beyond.
You know that, don't you, people? Seeing Beyond. Sound familiar?
And that will get you your 60-day free trial on the software, and you're going to absolutely love it. It is so fun to use. There's nothing like it out there. It's colorful. It's uplifting. It gets you excited and motivated to do, you know, to set your goals every single day.
All right. In the book by Allison Maslin, Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. You can find that on the website, myblastoff.com. We've got lots more. Stay with us. Get inspired as we continue to see beyond.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
What's the best diet to detox your body? It's the Fast Track Detox Diet, and you can learn all about it this Wednesday night at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. If you're a holistic practitioner looking for more clients, be sure to catch Corin and Jacobs on Thursday. On Friday, Lila Devai presents a program on flower essence for women. And on Saturday and Sunday, join David Elliott, author of The Reluctant Healer, to unleash your own healing potential. More at eastwest.com.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservation, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
Our guest is Allison Maslan. She's here in the studio with me. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. She's the author of Blast Off. She's the founder and president of Blast Off Life and Business Coaching. Allison has been an entrepreneur for many years and has a vibrant and powerful array of nine successful businesses to her credit. She's a best-selling author, an international speaker, and, interestingly enough, president of the Homeopathic Wellness Center in Encinitas, California, where she practices as a nationally certified homeopath and licensed holistic health practitioner. I mean, this woman kind of like does it all. I mean, the trapeze, she's got a holistic health practice. She's obviously on the circuit in the media and the author of a very successful book, Blast Off. Besides that, she is a success coach. Now, I talked about the fact that we were going to address having the dream and then making it come true. And I know that you are, well, we could call you a success coach, I suppose. But you bring all aspects of life
and spirit into your work. So you're not just looking at somebody from a business level, but you're looking at them from a personality level, an emotional level, certainly the level of their physical health. If we don't feel good enough, we're probably not going to be able to do it, whatever it is. And also from the spiritual level. Well, you got the audience that's hungry for that kind of information. So talk about how you make your success coaching into a really holistic situation for your clients.
Well, I think it's crucial that we really address all aspects of life. I mean, we don't live in compartments. We don't just focus throughout our day on one aspect of our life. And we go in between our relationships, our work, our personal life, our health, and everything, every part of our life affects every other aspect of our life. And if we're going to create passion in our life, it needs to fit our lifestyle. It needs to fit every part of who we are. And the spiritual aspect is so important because, you know, for so many reasons. Number one, it helps us connect with a bigger picture. You know, what is the meaning of all of this? What does it mean on a deeper level? And when you can find that place, when you find that deeper meaning and that connection of passion, that's the glue that holds it together. That's what helps us, you know, move forward when we're going through a difficult time to see, you know, it helps us keep our perspective. The book Blast Off really has a strong spiritual perspective because I truly believe that we all, we're made of energy. That's what we are on the deepest level. And whatever energy that we put out there, whatever energy that we project, that's what we're going to get back. So when you get in touch with your passion and you create this big picture vision, you need to start living it now as if it's already, you know, it's already happened. It's already behind you, you know, and manifest your life at that place. And, you know, that's what I've done in every aspect of my life. So
many of us were raised by parents who were well-meaning. They just really wanted to protect us. But they didn't want us to climb too high because, like Icarus, we might burn the wax off of our wings and fall too fast and too far and maybe even kill ourselves. So that was, I think, a big fear of theirs, is us getting too far out there, especially those of us that were in the 60s. So what do you say to somebody who, like in the beginning when I started, I guess you could say it, manifesting, or I would have said more like looking at the future or dreaming my dreams and visions of my life, I would find that I'd get to a certain place in that dream or vision, and then I'd put the lid on myself. I'd cap it, so to speak. Well, we're talking about lots of caps these days with the oil spill and everything, but I really did. It was like I put a cap on my energy spill because something was telling me, hey, honey, you can go this far, but don't go any further than that. What do you say to somebody who has that kind of tendency?
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head because we are the ones that are putting the lid on ourselves. You know, we often say, oh, I'm trapped, I'm stuck. I mean, you know, I hear that all the time.
Right.
People come into me. And the truth is, I mean, are you nailed to the floor? I mean, do you have a chain on your feet? No. You put the lid on. You can take that lid off because we have such a vast universe out there, and the possibilities are endless. But we were raised with those buts and shoulds and can't, and that's really make-believe. We call that in homeopathy a delusion. It's like we're looking through a dirty window. We're not seeing reality as it truly is. And if you can just clean that window, you really see the truth, you know? And so that was one thing that really drew me to homeopathic medicine, was because it really works with your energy on such a deep level, and really to remove those delusions.
For people who might not be familiar with homeopathy, what is it exactly?
Well, homeopathy has been around for 200 years, and it's used by millions of people around the world. And it comes from natural substances, but it's different than herbs. Herbs are from the crude, you know, plant, the crude substance. Homeopathy is more in the line of physics, in that it takes the original substance, dilutes it to a very high degree, removes the toxicity, and really you just have, by that point, you just have the energy of the substance. It's more of the molecular structure. And but they're extremely powerful. They're FDA approved, have been since 1938, and they're used in, even in third world countries, to treat, like, you know, typhoid and malaria. It's being used in Africa for AIDS. But homeopathy, because it's energetic medicine and we are energetic beings, that's what we are at the deepest level, cells and atoms, homeopathy gets to that deep level and affects every single organ and system in our body at the same time.
Well, let's face it, if you're listening to this program on the radio or on your computer, what you're really hearing is energy. I mean, you know, Allison and I aren't in your living room or your car or your office. We're here in the KEST studios, and yet you're hearing us just as if you and we were in each other's presence. Well, I've got a fun little story about homeopathy to share with you. Some years ago, I was in Costa Rica, and I was the very fortunate guest of a family. The father, the husband, was the number one heart surgeon in San Jose, Costa Rica. His wife, Maria, is just a beautiful woman. And one day we were having lunch, you know, there lunch is the big meal. And we were having lunch, sitting around the table. And this doctor was saying, I mean, he was the head of the whole hospital. He said, you know, if you need to have an operation on your heart, you come to me. But if you've got anything else, you go to Maria because she does homeopathy. And he said, if anybody in the family, they had four kids, some were adults at this point in time. And he said, you know, if anybody has a cold, they get the flu, they get anything, they don't come to me. They don't come to my doctor colleagues. They go to Maria or to somebody else. In our culture, the woman of the house does that kind of medicine and they use homeopathy. And I thought that was the number one stamp of approval I've ever heard about homeopathy.
I have a lot of physicians, you know, in every type of specialty that come to me for treatment and also refer me clients. And, you know, it goes so well with the coaching work that I do because homeopathy, it really balances the body mentally, physically, and emotionally. And let's say you want to start something new in your life. Let's say that you really want to make a change, but you're so afraid. It's because you're holding on to that delusion that I said. And so homeopathically, when you have the right remedy, it really goes deep and removes those fears. It removes that old grief that you're holding on to that's holding you back. It removes all that old anger and resentment that's doing nothing but, you know, destroying your health and keeping you in the past. And if you could just imagine not having those types of emotions, if you could imagine not having fear, how would your life be? What would you be doing now? And really, homeopathy has the power to remove that, and it's just absolutely miraculous.
Well, I know that there are going to be many Seeing Beyond listeners who are going to want to work with you. And, of course, they can do that on the Internet simply by going to myblastoff.com, where Allison Maslan has an offering for you, Seeing Beyond listeners. It's a 60-day free trial on her BlastStation Interactive Life Coaching software. Just simply go to blastoff.com/BlastStation. We'll put that on our website so you can link right over to it and put in the promo code Seeing Beyond, and that way you can receive your free 60 days of this powerful interactive success program. But you're also offering, Allison, a 10% discount on your one-on-one coaching. Now, you're down in the San Diego area. We're here, obviously, in the San Francisco Bay Area. How are you going to do this coaching at a distance? Over the telephone? How do you work?
You know, I have clients from all over the world. I have a coaching client in Korea right now. So I do on the phone, I do Skype, and then of course I do in person. And then, you know, San Francisco's not that far from San Diego actually, and I know you have listeners from all over, but I do also do weekend boot camps that are extremely powerful. And I also have a program called the Pinnacle Club. And it is, the next one is launching in January, and I only allow 50 participants at a time. But we meet every quarter to really get clear on your passions and map out your next 90 days. And this group, the synergy that comes together and, you know, the energy that comes out of it is absolutely magnanimous.
Well, you know, I've said it so many times in this program, you don't have to do it, whatever it is, alone. So if you would like to connect with Allison Maslan about doing this coaching with her and getting that 10% discount, you can contact her on the internet at Allison. You spell that with two L's, by the way, Allison, at myblastoff.com. Dot com. You need to do that within the next 3 days. I know that she's like I am. She says, let's strike while the iron's hot. You're hearing her now. And if you are getting energy off of this, if you're feeling connection, then you need to act on it because now is the time. I'm telling you, these are very, very catalytic times for making change. Allison at myblastoff.com within the next 3 days. Again, the name of her book is Blast Off, the Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. And you can get that on her website too, myblastoff.com. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about what's in the book for all of us as we continue to see beyond.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at LancerChiropractic.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservation, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
We're back. I'm here with Allison Maslin. I'm Bonnie Colleen, host of Seeing Beyond, and she's the author of Blast Off, the Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. But I'll tell you, Allison Maslin is much more than an author. She is also president of the Homeopathic Wellness Center in Encinitas, California. She practices as a nationally certified homeopath and licensed holistic health practitioner. She's also the founder of the Homeopathic Academy of Southern California, the largest and most comprehensive homeopathic certification academy in the United States. Now, you know, I've said so many times on the air that I've led about 30 lifetimes this lifetime. I think many of us are doing that. It used to be we have to die and come back again. But now that we're living until our 90s and some of us even into our hundreds, we get to have a whole bunch of lifetimes this lifetime. So listen to this. When Allison was in her 20s, she built the Borelli Group, a full-service advertising and public relations firm. Her client list included Supercuts, Allstate Insurance, Merrill Lynch, Charlotte Russe, and MCI. She established and sold a scuba diving certification program as well as a hair salon. As a successful real estate investor, Allison manages several properties and coaches others to do the same. And in addition to that, you're a mom. What do you say to somebody who says, I don't have time for that? I've got a feeling you don't take those excuses very well.
You know, I hear excuses all the time. I've coached thousands of people over the years. And, you know, I just love creating things. I love, I would say it used to be out of boredom. But I just know that if I can imagine it, I can make it real. And that's really what I try to infuse out of my clients. One of the things that frustrates me the most is when I would be sitting with someone and I would see them have so much potential. They could have, you know, the relationship that they wanted. They could have the financial success that they wanted. They could really get out of the rut if they would just, you know, believe that it could happen. and allow themselves to do that. So, you know, I don't get tired because I just love what I'm doing. And, you know, and I even used the same process to manifest all this success in my life to meet my soulmate. So that's the icing on the cake.
All right. Well, so you were married once, you got a divorce, you were a single mom, you started your entrepreneurship at that point in time, you became a homeopathic physician, and now you've gotten remarried? Is that what you're saying?
I have gotten remarried. I was single for quite some time, and you know, in my book, Blast Off, I have a whole chapter on relationships and how to manifest your soulmate. And I really, like, it dawned on me because I was so successful in business. But I couldn't get the relationship part right. And then one day I woke up and I thought, gosh, why don't I use this same success formula that I'm using to create business? It's so easy for me. Why don't I use that to find my soulmate? And that's exactly what I did.
Don't you love it when the light goes on like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, it was like so simple. Gosh, Allison, and, you know.
Hello.
I got really clear as who I was as a person. And instead of, number one, choosing partners that were, you know, opposite of who I was and that really wasn't interested in doing the same things that I like to do. We're often attracted to opposites, but I say opposites attract and then combust.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I'm going to really put out there what my ideal mate would be. And I wrote a real clear big picture vision. I teach you how to do that in the book. And I just, I emailed my five best girlfriends and I said, I just want you to know I'm going to be meeting my soulmate on August 4th. This was in June 2005. And they know how determined I am. And they wrote me back. They're like, oh, okay, Allison, you know, that sounds great. But, you know, don't get disappointed if it doesn't
See,
happen.
See, what I mean, yeah, it's the, right.
Yeah.
But it's that big but.
Yeah, I know. But I tune that out because I know just in every other aspect of my life, when I have a dream, I put my head down and I walk towards it every day. So I wasn't willing to listen to that. I kept seeing him with me, you know, doing the things that I was doing. I visualized that he was there. I felt his presence. I ended up meeting him on August. Actually, I said I was going to meet him August 12th. I met him August 4th. So he even came early. And then we were married the year later.
Well, don't just leave us with that. I mean, give us some of the juicy details. I mean, how did you meet him? Where did you meet him? And I just more about how you manifested this.
Well, as I said, I just absolutely knew on a deep level that it was going to happen. So that was the first step, was to have that belief. And then I wrote, I call it my soulmate shopping list. And I got very clear. And I was very specific about what I wanted. For instance, I wanted to be with an entrepreneur because I am an entrepreneur. I can travel. I can, you know, I have the freedom to, you know, set my time. And I was in a relationship with someone in the corporate world that could only take a vacation, you know, twice a year. And you don't think about those things when you're younger. And someone that liked to go to theater, someone that likes to go out to dinner, someone that liked to dance, you know, so that we would have common values and interests. Someone that was, you know, had that spiritual leaning, you know, like I did. And so I kept visualizing him. As I said, I made that statement to my friends. I'm going to meet him by this date. I was, you know, really put it out to the universe. I didn't leave anything, you know, for guess. I really told the universe, this is exactly what I want. And, you know, and I believe that it would happen. So I actually got on Match.com. And I went out with like 9 different guys. And I, in the very beginning, I said, I just want you to know I want to meet my soulmate. You know, that's why I'm doing this. And, you know, we're often told in the dating, you know, in the books.
Don't show your cards.
Yeah, play hard to get, you know. But I figured if that's not what they want, then they're going to leave quickly. And that's fine with me. And so some of them were like, oh, that's great. You know, and I never heard from them again. And that was fine.
Uh-huh.
And so this one guy kept writing me on Match.com, but he misspelled words in his, you know, in his profile. And I'm kind of a snob when it comes to, because I'm a writer, you know. I'm like, oh my gosh, the guy can't spell. So I didn't respond. And then on the 4th time that he wrote me, he said, you know, I really feel that we should meet. And I thought, wow, this guy is really persistent.
Yeah. Yes.
So we set a date to meet for coffee, and that day before I was in Starbucks, where I had gone every day for years, and I see this guy standing in line. I go, I think that's my date tomorrow.
No.
And, you know, I'm telling you, I'm in there all the time. And then, you know, I go, I get my chai tea, I turn around, and we locked eyes. We had, you know, those that moment like you see in the romance movies where we're like just caught eyes. We're like floating for a moment. And then, but then I wasn't quite sure that it was my date. So I was, you know, a little hesitant to go up there. So I left. And actually, he told me later that he went out looking for me. And then, of course, we met the next morning and we were like, wow, it was you. And he had lived around the block from me for 10 years. We had never met. We'd been in the same Starbucks. We'd been in the same grocery store almost every day for years.
So nothing happened until you decided for it to happen.
I was ready. I put it out there. I said what I wanted. And also, I set a boundary for myself. And I wasn't willing to settle for less. And I think settling is the key word, because how many people settle in their lives, you know, and stay in difficult, unhappy relationships, careers, you know, because they don't think that anything better is going to happen. And I'm, you know, I'm here to tell you that if you want it bad enough and you put that energy out there and you walk towards it, it will happen.
And you know what? If you can't spell that well, there's always spell check.
Yes.
Some of my most brilliant kids in school, mostly guys, were the most dismal spellers. So it's because they're so brilliant. They don't have time for all that stuff. And their brain doesn't work that way.
He is brilliant.
Oh,
and he didn't misspell any words in that last email. It was like, okay.
He got his mother to help him. I love it. I love it. Well, now, Allison, I know people are going to feel such synergy with you and your energy and the fact that you believe in blasting off. Of course, that's the title of your book, Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. Now, that could be in the terms of business. It could be in getting yourself into shape. Let's face it, if you're not feeling well, it's going to be really, really difficult to live your dream life. So it could be in that area. It could be in the area of finding your relationship. It could be in the area of having the best family life possible. I mean, whatever your dreams are, it's covered in Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. So I'd say that's step number one. And you can get the book at Allison's website, which is myblastoff.com. Okay, but then talk again about the two different ways that Sing Beyond listeners can listen to you, one for free and the other with a 10% discount.
Well, they can, you know, I'm offering the 60-day free trial on the BlastStation software, which is the interactive life coaching software that I invented because I was looking for something to work with my coaching clients, and nothing else was out there that would hold my attention that was super, super easy and fun to use. And so if you, you know, when you get the book and you want to really work on, you know, making these dreams a reality, you don't have to use the software. If you prefer not to, you can just use the book. But if you are so inclined and you're at the computer a lot like I am, you have, you know, everything right in front of you. And you just go to myblastoff.com. And right on the homepage, there's a link to the software. And then also, I have several coaching programs. You can work one-on-one with me, where we'll work together for 6 months, where I help you really figure out what that passion is, what you really want to do. And I guide you step by step from the concept to the launch, whether you want to start a new business, whether you're looking for your soulmate, or you just want to get your health in order. And then I have also group programs, and I'm offering 10% off for the next 3 days. So please send me an email at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at myblastoff.com.
Okay, and again, for people who want to take advantage of this free offering of yours, this 60-day free trial of your BlastStation interactive life coaching software, how do they do that?
Once you get onto the homepage and link onto the software, in the box that says promo code, put Seeing Beyond. And that will get you the 60-day free.
Couldn't be easier. Just simply go to myblastoff.com. You know, it's interesting, Allison, when I was coaching various people, I did that when I started Seeing Beyond. What I noticed is lots of times they'd come to me with an issue, but I would psychically get that wasn't really the issue. So, for example, like in your own life, you said that you were doing very, very well when it came to your profession, when it came to your business. And then all of a sudden, you know, that T-shirt that says, oops, I forgot to have children. You're going, oops, I forgot to have the perfect relationship. And oftentimes I would find that the thing that they thought was the most pressing in their life, the thing that they wanted to work on, the thing that they thought was their next big step, wasn't really it. There was something else that was more important. So, for example, maybe they want to get a better job, but they were 40 pounds overweight. Maybe they wanted to get a relationship, but they were deeply in debt. Maybe they had a great business career like you did, but they didn't have time or they hadn't made the time to manifest the good relationship. So I'm sure that what you do is you help people to get the priorities in order of, you know, I think the important thing is, well, what did the Buddha say? The journey of a thousand miles begins with the first step. To help people to know what is that first step and then to get going in that direction.
Right. And you are absolutely right, because it's, again, we are multifaceted. And, you know, that's why in the book, I really help you get to that deep place. What's going to bring you joy? I mean, think about it. Like, what are the, if you think about your life, what are the three happiest moments of your entire life? When did you feel the most joy? And what can we do to get you back to that place? That's what it's all about. I mean, we just get so caught up in life and all of the things that we need to do on a daily basis. I call it living in the fringe, or kind of having an out-of-body experience. We're not really here. We're not really enjoying the moment. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, that's what I do in my book. And, you know, in the work that I do with my clients, is to figure out what it is that you would truly love. You know, I have, for instance, I have this one woman that came to me, and she worked in an HR. She was at a construction company. She was the only woman. And she came, she said, you know, I really want to continue to move up in my career. And she was just, you know, she was very driven and very serious. And so I said, well, does your career bring you joy? I mean, and the question just seemed, it just totally perplexed her. She said, well, it's not about joy, right? I need to be successful, right? I've got my child. She was a single mom I have to take care of. And then all of a sudden she thought about it and she just started crying.
I just got this picture of her bursting into tears.
Yeah, she did. She started crying. And what it came down to was she hated her job. And she didn't get to spend time with her son. And she just, you know, she was on this, you know, endless hamster wheel. And when we took her through the process, she talked about when she was pregnant. And she, you know, she really loved fitness. She loved feeling vibrant, but she didn't really know how to take care of herself very well when she was pregnant, as far as what would be the safe way to exercise and have fitness. And that was really her passion. So we ended up, I helped her, and she got a certification as a fitness specialist with prenatal women and working with children. I mean, what a complete shift from being in a construction company.
A to Z.
Yeah. So now, I mean, she is amazing. She's making DVDs and she's just so happy. She's helping people. Her life has changed dramatically. She says she gets to pick up her son every day after school. And all because we opened the door to see, you know, what is your joy? How would you like to live every single day? And if you don't take that step now, I promise you, you're going to be in the same place 5 years from now, 10 years from now, looking back saying, why didn't I?
Well, what is that next step? And what is that next step for you? I feel so strongly that oftentimes we need to have a coach, a guide on the side to help us. And there are a variety of ways that you can do that with Allison Maslin. I think the first thing to do is to get a copy of her book, Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. And you can get that from her website, which is www.myblastoff.com. So where do we start? How do we start? We'll come back and talk more about that next, right here on Seeing Beyond.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m., on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservations, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
We're talking about blasting off with the author of a book called Blast Off, Allison Maslin. But, you know, the thing is, how do we blast off without a first step or without a plan? Or, I mean, where do we start? I mean, even if we've got a rocket ship, we got to do some planning. And then something goes wrong with the weather and we got to replan and do it over again and do and redo. So, Allison, how do you advise our Seeing Beyond listeners and your clients to take that first step? Maybe they've got a career right now, but they want to do something entirely different, like so many of your clients have, like you have, I have. What would you suggest to them?
Well, I tell people, you know, you don't have to jump off a bridge. Let's build a bridge to a new path. And so you can create something on the side. And one of the things that I offer in the book is so much direction. I mean, a lot of times we get motivated and inspired and excited, but then it fizzles out because we don't know what to do with it. In the book, I really help you get a really clear vision on what you would love to do. And then we break it down into really small steps. I call them mini feats. And I have people do just 3 mini feats a day, 10 minutes each. You know, we can all find 10 minutes somewhere, and you can accomplish a lot. I mean, you write 1 page a day and you've got a novel, a pretty thick novel at the end of the year. So, you know, I wrote this book while I had a full-time practice, you know, at night and on the weekends. You know, we're always waiting for the right time, but the right time is not going to happen until we create it ourselves. And that's what I really give you, again, a step-by-step guide. It gives you structure. It makes it very simple in the book, Blast Off.
You and I were talking about the fact that about 75% of my listeners are women, and the rest of you are those new guys emerging that I love so much out there. So we love having you guys listen to. But, you know, let's face it, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And women do, you and I were talking during the break, women do tend to be caregivers and look at the needs of others first. Not all of us, but many of us do. How do you help a woman to realize it's her turn now?
I would say this is one of the biggest things that I do work with women, and I went through this myself, is to say yes to yourself, which means that you are allowed to say no to other people mm-hmm. and circumstances. Really figure out what you want, set boundaries, and start taking care of yourself first. Because then what happens when you are alive and you're feeling passionate, people around you are just happier. You know, when I made the changes in my life and I was so much happier and following my passion and doing fun things, my daughter was just a happier person. And, you know, it really has been such an impression on her life. She's 22 now and she's following her passion because I did.
You know, and I've said so many times to people who've come to me for suggestions, listen, it's not what you tell your kids, especially when they're teenagers, it's how you live your life that matters. They learn by example, and they may not learn it today or tomorrow, but believe me, in 5 years, 10 years, they will. Do you know that my oldest daughter, when I left my teaching job, left her husband, left my house on the cliff overlooking the ocean, and gave up my cabin on a beautiful, pristine alpine lake, my daughter said to me, Mom, I'm so afraid you're going to end up a bag lady. And I said, Michelle, if you think I'm going to end up a bag lady, you don't know your own mother. It's so important that we provide an example for our kids.
And you did. By doing that, you said, I'm not willing to settle for less.
Right.
You know,
I'm not happy doing this.
Yeah. I was, you know, at a book signing I was offering the other day, and a woman was saying, well, I can't leave my job. I've got my kids to take care of. And I said, what would you tell your daughter if she said, Mom, should I do something for the money or should I follow my passion? And she said, well, I would tell her to follow her passion. We're willing to say that to our children, but we're not willing to do that for ourselves. And it's time that, you know, as women, as individuals, that we say, now is the time I'm going to embrace my life fully.
And listen, Allison Maslin and Bonnie Colleen are not airy fairy. We are used to providing not only for ourselves, but for our children, and in my case, partly for my grandchildren. It's not like we're telling you to jump off the cliff without any kind of a parachute. It's about having some foundational work, having some passion, and perhaps having some coaching, because I say you don't have to do it, no matter what it is, alone. Allison, why don't you put out your special offerings again for Seeing Beyond listeners? They can talk with you over the telephone for your coaching. They can go online for it.
I have lots of ways that you can work with me. Of course, getting my book, Blast Off, is a great place to start, and you get it on my website at myblastoff.com. And then also I'm offering 60 days free on my BlastStation online web-based software. All you have to do is sign on. Again, you go to my website at myblastoff.com, click on the software, and when you sign up, put the promo code Seeing Beyond. And you'll get that 60 days free and then 10% off on any of the coaching programs that if you either work with me one-on-one or in the groups. And I'm offering that for the next 3 days.
All right. Well, you know, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And I know that it's easy to say, yeah, but look at these times, Bonnie. I mean, look at this economy. I mean, how am I going to start something new now? And I say to you, now is the time when there are so many new opportunities out there. Things are about to happen. Things are about to be accomplished. Things are about to be done that we can't even imagine right now, this minute in time. So, hey, keep your eyes open. Be aware. Read Blast Off, the Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, and find out more about Allison and her work at her website, which is www.myblastoff.com. By the way, of course, there's a link right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Allison, thanks so much for taking the time to drive in. I know people are going to want to go to myblastoff.com and in a few days see you there as you appeared on Cron 4 here in the view from the bay. So congratulations on your success there, on your great tour for this book, on your homeopathic practice, and most importantly, on your coaching with people. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
Feel great and rejuvenate.